Hey guys, Andy and Sam here.
What's up?
Welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Flick. Today, we are going to talk about Wreck-It Ralph from 2012.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a Disney movie, 3D. Not 3D, but animated 3D. Yeah.
I don't know if it came out in 3D.
Did it come out? It could have come out in 3D.
It could have.
Yeah. We saw it on DVD, Blu-ray.
Yeah.
But why don't you break it down, Sam? Tell us what it's all about.
Okay, well, this movie is almost like a love letter to kind of the video game generation that played most of their video games, or at least was introduced to video games in arcades.
Yes.
And it's about one of the characters in an arcade video game called Fix It, Feel It, Felix. Mm-hmm. The bad guy's name is Wreck-It Ralph, and he wrecks a building, and Felix is supposed to come and fix it all.
Yeah.
And Ralph basically gets tired of being the bad guy because no one in the video game world of Fix-It Felix really respects him or appreciates what he does.
Exactly.
And so Ralph is kind of bummed, and he decides that he doesn't want to really be a bad guy anymore. He'd rather be a good guy.
Yep.
And the movie is about his journey from being kind of bummed out into understanding his own value and worth as being a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that just because you're a bad guy, you don't have to be a bad guy.
yeah, exactly.
So that's what the movie's about.
I'm trying to think of a way to explain like his game that he's in. It's kind of almost like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, it's kind of like
he's kind of like the Kong.
It's kind of like Rampage World Tour, if you've ever played those games.
Classic.
Except that instead of just being the monster that breaks everything and like continues breaking things down, the monster breaks everything down, which is Ralph.
Yes.
Ralph breaks everything up, and then Felix comes and hops around the building and fixes everything with the magic hammer that he has.
Yes.
That fixes anything it hits.
Yes, exactly.
So he kind of has the advantage. Felix does.
For sure, for sure.
I think that's a pretty good rundown of it. Although the movie is called Wreck-It Ralph. Although the movie's called Wreck-It Ralph, you don't spend that much time in any world other than a different world.
Yes.
Called Sugar Rush.
Right. And actually I don't know if this is just the international title, but I know the Japanese title for the movie was called Sugar Rush instead of Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah. And
but in Wreck-It Ralph, there's too many R's and L's for Japanese people to say.
Messed up.
Yeah.
Messed up.
Yeah.
But I think that's also an apt title because really about 2/3 of the movie occurs in Sugar Rush. See, what happens is Wreck-It Ralph gets bummed and he does a bunch of bumbling things that end him up on a chase for a medal. And he gets a medal, but then he kind of loses it in this land of Sugar Rush,
yes.
And he's trying to get it back. And in the course of getting the medal back, he has to help a little girl character in the land of Sugar Rush, played by Sarah Silverman.
She does a really good job.
Yeah, she does a great job.
Yeah.
And Wreck-It Ralph is played by John C. Reilly, who I love.
Who's always awesome.
Yeah, and they basically work together to complete a race in Sugar Rush. It's a racing game.
Yeah.
In order to set everything right. But there's a really weird, I guess, king of the land of Sugar Rush who is trying to prevent...
Is that John Lithgow?
Let me check.
Probably not.
It's Alan Tudyk?
Oh, we've seen him in lots of things.
Who is in iRobot and the Serenity movie.
He plays...
And Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
That pirate in Dodgeball. You remember?
Oh, yeah. He was very funny in that.
He was very
funny. I loved
him.
Yeah.
He's a very animated dude.
Yeah, he's one
from El Paso. God bless him.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
But he was in Tucker and Dale versus Evil, which is a really stupid movie, but also kind of funny.
Sure.
If you don't want to pay too much attention to something that's
right
on there in the background. But, it's basically about Wreck-It Ralph getting his medal back, but then learning a valuable lesson about his own self-worth along the way.
Yes. So it's definitely a kids' movie theme.
Yeah.
But there's so many cool throwbacks and different kind of things they do. Disney does this a lot. Now that I've rewatched some Disney movies that I liked as a kid, they throw some adults a bone for taking their kids to these movies, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And especially more some than others in this movie.
Yeah.
It's just as entertaining, I'd say, at least for the first half.
Yeah.
Before it gets into, like, total...
Sugar Rush,
like, kiddie convention of, like the classic good versus evil, I don't want to be bad, I can be good.
Yeah.
You have a good heart type of deal,
yeah.
Right? But I thought it was a well done movie.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Especially for a kids movie.
Yeah.
What was your favorite scene, or maybe favorite world, and then favorite part as a whole?
My favorite world was probably Wreck-It Ralph's world.
Okay.
The Fix-It Felix world.
Sure.
World, just because it's like a pixelated game. It's a 2D pixelated old school game.
Yeah.
And whenever you go into the, like, behind the game, when you go inside, mm-hmm. and you see everyone, like, bouncing around in 3D, the characters all still move in this pixelated manner,
yeah.
except for Fix-It Felix and Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
They're fluid. But everybody else is kind of, like, jittery and,
right.
like, goofy. And so I just like that. I thought that was kind of a creative way to handle,
mm-hmm.
Like, a 16-bit graphics processing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In a completely cel-shaded, 3D, lush-looking world.
It was funny.
So I just like that world the best. My favorite scene is probably the one right after he gets out of the seminar thing the first time at the beginning of the movie.
Like the bad group.
Yeah,
like
the bad guys.
Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah, yeah, for bad guys. When he leaves and he goes into the terminal, just because there are a bunch of cool characters and a lot
yeah.
of stuff is going on.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of a really good introductory point into what the movie's going to be like,
right.
and how it's going to handle some of the licensing that it's acquired.
Sure.
So yeah, that was probably my favorite stuff. What about you, Andy? What was your favorite place?
I'm trying to think
scene?
Of favorite world. Yeah, your pick was good. I think I like that one a lot. Sugar Rush is cool and fleshed out. I could have done with a couple more worlds and a little less of some of the other ones.
But yeah, I agree.
That's a small critique over a very good movie. Especially what it's done. I think favorite world is maybe, I don't know, I really enjoyed the world where it's kind of like the actual human world, and it's kind of like the juxtaposition, and like kind of like the traveling from here's the eagle eyes view of where everyone else is, and then into that virtual reality bit.
Oh yeah,
so the arcade, and then kind of going into the
yeah that
the
was
world.
That was pretty cool. So especially the completely silent story about the nerdy girl.
Oh yeah,
who
yeah,
likes
yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph,
uh-huh.
or who likes Fix-It Felix,
or like what happens when you pop your quarters in, right?
Yeah.
And then you know that kind of like brings you into Wreck-It
yeah.
Ralph's world.
That
I
was
really
cool.
like that, and especially when you see. I guess there's so many cool little scenes.
Yeah.
It's hard to talk about. So maybe I'll talk about the scene where Ralph goes missing. So the game's fucked up in
yeah.
the real world.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's a shadow coming all over the whole game.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the out of order
sign.
Out
of order sign, yeah.
And the video game characters see this dark cloud descending.
And they're all like
them.
Really, really worried.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because
yes,
when
yes.
they get unplugged, they all basically die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the terminal thing is very cool.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of throwbacks. You see, like, the Street Fighter stuff, which I know we love.
Yeah, Ken and Ryu, and then Q-Bert.
Oh, my God. It was very good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even the Sugar Rush bit, because there's some funny parts, especially with John C. Reilly and Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
You know, there's good chemistry because between this, like, little girl who's kind of, like, an outcast and the big guy who's kind of an outcast.
Yeah.
Right? Which is actually how Sam and I met.
Yeah.
And
that's exactly how Andy and I met.
And, you know, everything about the movie was well done, and there's small complaints, and let's talk about those small complaints, because I don't say there's a lot of them, but there's enough to make it be like, hey, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
But it wasn't be like, what are you doing? Go see this movie now,
yeah, yeah.
you idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I think our complaints are pretty similar.
Yeah.
Are going to be the same about. My first complaint, which I think is my biggest complaint, I'll just do it that way,
mm-hmm.
is that the film spent a little too much time in the land of Sugar Rush.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because, sorry guys, you can tell with some of the characters that do cameos and stuff that Disney went out of its way to acquire a lot of different licenses.
Because there's no correlation between a lot of these characters.
Yeah, absolutely none. I mean, like Sonic hangs out with Ryu, and
yeah.
then like,
isn't Toad from Mario in this one too? Bowser's
yes.
in it, I know that for sure.
Yeah, yeah, Bowser and Toad are in it.
They didn't have enough money for Mario.
No, they made a joke about that too.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's only like two places where all the characters from all the different games interact, which is a tavern, which doesn't have that much showtime. Like
which
Zangief
would have been kind of fun to see.
Yeah, that would
Zangief
been cool.
was in it.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's hilarious.
He's also in the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah,
because
he's a bad
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
And then the other kind of part where they all interact is the terminal.
Yes.
And it would have been nice to visit the worlds of Street Fighter and Sonic a little bit more than they did. Because they
sure.
really just had cameos from the characters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They didn't venture into those worlds. The only worlds they do venture into are Fix-It Felix's world, Honor's Duty?
Yeah, like Honor's Duty.
The game that's like Gears of War.
It's a joke on like Call of Duty, yeah, right? So,
and it looks like Gears of War.
Yeah.
And then,
but through a first-person shooter, was it not?
Yeah, it's an FPS.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Gears of War is kind of...
It's a third-person, yeah. But it's like, that's what all the guys look like.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure,
juggernaut-looking dudes. Yeah. And then the Sugar Rush Land. They didn't really venture...
Which is kind of like Mario Kart on crack.
Yeah. And so my main complaint is that they spent a little too much time in Sugar Rush for the amount of licenses that they acquired. And the film, I don't want to say slows down, but it kind of returns to its kind of, like you said, childish, kind of kiddie. Not in a bad way, but like...
Like in the last 40 minutes, you kind of see it. It's like, and we're going to gear it, and we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It kind of starts off with the Rihanna song. That's when you know it's kind of like, okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
My cousin would love this movie.
Yeah.
Right. But... Yeah. That was your bad thing, right? And it's actually interesting. I was thinking about like the licenses. Is like, I wonder if with these licenses, if there's an agreement, like these are just going to be strictly cameo, and how much you would have to pay for, because some are in there more than others. Capcom definitely gave more, characters than I could think of.
Yeah, Ryu and Kenner in there,
and Sega's broke most of the time anyway, so that's why Sonic is in.
Yeah.
I thought that stuff was all cool. Bad stuff. I thought I just wanted more worlds, and it's a picky thing for me to say. It's like, man, it gets a little too kiddie, but at the same time, we watched a kiddie movie.
It's like, how can I fault
it for being stuck in Sugar Rush for so long?
Yeah, it's true.
But I'm going to anyway.
Yeah, me too.
And it was like one of those things where it was good, but like kind of like a good comedy too. Like sometimes like a comedy that keeps you laughing for a long time, and it winds up being a good comedy, but it peters out towards the end.
Yeah.
Same thing here, right?
Yeah.
I definitely know there's room for a sequel. There's definitely more funny parts in there and cute parts. And like little parts of like, hey, I like how you did that for people who grew up with video games.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, we were at the cusp, not to age us anymore, but like kind of right at the beginning and midway through SNES and Sega is probably where we would have kind of kicked in. Like the regular Nintendo had already been out before I could be like, oh, is this the Nintendo?
I actually had a regular Nintendo.
Yeah, a lot of kids that I knew had a regular Nintendo, but by the time I could fathom like video games and console gaming.
Like, I mean, it was cool for me just to see at least the characters from Street Fighter, because that was the first real video game I ever played.
Right.
Was Super Street Fighter 2 at the arcades.
Uh-huh.
And then later I got like a Nintendo and other stuff.
Well, that's a classic arcade game too.
Yeah.
And it'd almost be kind of like a travesty if they didn't have that in there.
Yeah. I would have been a little bit surprised. But
yeah.
Yeah. They did well with the cameo. It would have been cooler if they just did
the
more.
The Q-Bert.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Dig Dug, I think, was in there.
Dig Dug? You know, next to Q-Bert?
Yeah. Lots of cool things. It's hard to talk about this other than it's a good movie. And if you're wanting to watch one with your kid or like watch one, your girlfriend's going to like it probably, I guarantee it.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. It's lighthearted. It's not light, like goofy.
It's
not too goofy or childish, like you can't take it seriously. But it is for the kids.
And there's
really
enough in the story to keep you interested, and it's not going to be like, well, here this goes again, right?
Yeah.
It's because you're doing that whole bit of jumping through worlds and finding this guy in a seamless kind of like never-ending trail of where the hell did this guy even go, right?
Yeah,
what's this guy doing? But on a 10-point scale, Sam, what would you give it?
I think I gave it a 7.5.
Nice.
Because I did like it. I thought it was really fun, and it was kind of interesting to see all of my favorite like childhood video game characters again.
Yeah.
It handled the source material in a way that wasn't cheesy. I think that's the thing that I was worried about when I first started watching it, or like heard about the movie, is I was like, oh man, this is gonna be really dumb, because they're just gonna get all of these licenses and they're gonna make a hokey,
like a fan service
attempt
thing.
Yeah, it's gonna be like a hokey fan service thing, but that's not at all what it was.
No, it was
the
well
characters
done.
Like Ryu and Zangief show up and they're goofy, but they're goofy because they're characters on their own
and they're not true to like kind of like their video game selves, right?
They're not just thrown in to be silly.
Yeah,
they're
exactly
not thrown in to get people to come into the doors, you know.
Yeah
So I thought it was pretty quality,
especially for a Disney movie that's not Pixar.
Yeah, especially. And the animation was very good, very nice.
Oh yeah.
What about you, Andy? What would you give it on?
I'm giving it a 7.52.
Okay,
because I definitely gave Life of Pi a 7 yesterday, so it's definitely better than Life of Pi.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. It was all the way throughout, the story is engaging enough, especially at the beginning when things are going awry. It's like, well, how is this going to turn out? And then about midway through, you realize, I think I know how this is going to turn out.
Yeah.
But it's to be expected with a kids' movie, 7.5. I'd watch it whenever you want to watch like a fun. It's not lighthearted. You're right.
Yeah.
But it's definitely kind of a. It'll definitely make you feel good when you watch it. It's not going to be a sad movie. And it's kind of lots of vibrant colors to make you feel happy while you're watching it.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for when you go to Honor's Duty.
Where world. Everything is basically what Call of Duty and Gears and of Halo, War and Halo kind of.
If they had a.
A little bit less Halo. Cause
clusterfuck, yeah.
But other than that, yeah, it's all black, like gray and brown.
But when you get to Sugar Rush, and even it's a lighthearted. The soundtrack is nice and video gamey.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
it sounds
so
appropriate.
It keeps you in there, and if you're a video game fan or a Disney fan, you'll like this movie.
For sure.
Probably more than even we did. So
yeah.
I enjoyed it, and I think you guys will too. So it's a 7.5 across the board for both me and Sam.
Yeah, yeah. So thanks as always for listening. We really appreciate your questions and comments, and have a great one. Bye.
Bye.